Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Can I have an early grievance?
Yeah, of course.
When was the last time you moved? Was 3 years ago, 4 years
four
ago?
4 years ago.
Sam, when did you move?
Last August.
You're sort of an anomaly because you always had your mail sent to your mom's house.
That's
correct. And Dan, you've been in your condo a while.
I've been in my loft for 6.5 years.
Can I just say that when one has mail coming to one's address for 22 years, trying to come up with and compile all of the trillions of different places that might have that old address when you move is impossible. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's impossible. And the post office gives you several months, right, where they put the little yellow stickers on. They will forward for a while. I'm apparently now either just out of that window or almost out of that window. I have missed some mega things.
Like what?
From, okay. Unlike my paycheck that is now...
Why didn't we get said paycheck the first time?
Tell them why you didn't get that paycheck.
Well, they had to issue a paper check, and then that paper check did not arrive to my... We just don't know where it is. It's lost.
Some details. So, very important details.
The reason I bring this up is...
You told the bank you only wanted $100 put in your account, not 100% put in.
Two things I've learned this year. If you're thinking about changing phones or leaving your house and moving into a different address... Just for the paperwork alone, just think on that a little bit harder.
Just stay where you're at.
Before you pull the trigger. Like, Scott, our retirement fund stuff, it didn't occur. You will not remember every single thing that you're supposed to tell the man that I'm no longer at the place. It's impossible to remember all the things.
Unless you have a list of all the
things. That's exactly right. So
why would one have a list of all of the mail that's come to my house for 22 years?
Because you know you're moving. So here's what I did. When I moved from Roland Park to Western Shawnee 4 years ago, I knew I was going to be moving.
Yes.
I knew I was going to be putting the house on the market.
Yes.
So as I was getting mail at my house for about 2 months, okay, whether it was, you don't really have to do the utilities because you're going to cancel those utilities
right.
And then reset them up when you get there.
You
and
headed it off on the front end.
So I...
Junk mail, just let it keep showing up at the old house.
Sure.
Yeah,
you don't want
that's
that
exactly
at the new
right.
House.
So my bank was cap fed, still is.
Okay.
So as soon as I moved, right before I moved, I went over there and went into the bank.
Of course.
And I said, I'm moving. I need to give you my new address.
Of course.
And they said, no problem. And all the things that I needed... And Dan's right. The junk mail, you just let that
my
keep going to the old
house.
My point
is there is no way you got all of it. There's no way. Because
I did.
You think about your bank. Okay. You think about your insurance. Okay. You know, you think about your 401k. That should be through your employer. Okay. But you forget about ... Oh, I don't know. The doctor I haven't seen in a year. The things that you get once a year. Let's talk about that. There's going to be mail that you're not getting regularly. You might have gotten an Evergy bill once a month or something from Macy's once a month. So that stuff's easy to remember. You mean to tell me when you moved, you remembered every little thing? There's no way.
I had to go over to the house once because I think there was somebody I forgot.
Well, for those that live a more analog life, like Scott does,
can say it's old-fashioned. It's old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's a little old-fashioned. Okay, that's fine. Not a problem. But for so many of us, the past 10, 15 years, we just opt into getting electronic communications from all of those things.
Yep, and a lot of mine are electronic. A lot of mine are electronic. And I don't have a ton of credit cards. I cannot tell you. American Express just started going to the wrong place. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I forgot Amex. I don't use it.
From the text line, you had plenty of time. It's not like the house sold right away.
Whoa! Drop your microphone.
Yeah, I had 6 months to let everybody know. Very funny.
Nice.
But, Scott, some of those addresses cannot be changed until you move.
Stay down.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this gray area of several months where your half a foot is out this door and you know what I'm saying? A lot of months.
As folks on the text line are saying, you can just tell the postal service
to forward your mail to your new address.
Which we have done.
And extend the time for a nominal fee.
I mean, it's just, I just keep forgetting. And it's little things that I don't handle very often, like the doctor.
Yeah, but you would only get a bill from the doctor when you go to the doctor and then just tell them then and there.
Well, for women, it's like we're reaching out to remind you of your annual appointment. Like, there's so many things that you do in your life that are like once a year kind of things.
And maybe I'm different because I grew up purely in the digital age. But to Dan's point, my mail does go to my mom's house, so I don't change my mailing address every time I move.
Sure.
But I only get like three things in a year.
Oh, God.
My W-2.
We're already getting junk mail at the new place.
My Vanguard statement for the year. Well, the rest of this I get month to month.
Oh, my gosh, Vanguard. I have not updated Vanguard.
That's your 401k.
There's another one.
But the electronic notifications.
Yeah, my monthly statement I get via email. Okay. They only send me one per year, and then my bank sends me one per year. I get
my
like three things.
My doctor is electronic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not there yet. It'll happen. And until then, other people just keep getting my mail, and maybe someone got my paycheck and whatever.
Well, have you gone over to the house and asked if you can pick up your mail?
Yeah, they have been great. The issue...
Hey, lady, here's your stack of mail.
I complicated the issue because I moved floors once I had moved. So I got a double whammy after a couple months, we moved. So... It's been a mess. I'm just going to tell you, I would do things differently if I had it to do again. And the person that is now living in the space that I used to occupy is, I still think, getting a lot of my mail. So
if only your word in 2024 were still.
I know, right? Well, this was before I was still.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Your word is now still, but that means you're still dealing with everything you did before.
And you're welcome to borrow my word of acceptance. You can accept the fact that you're never going to get all of your mail.
By the way, that fan fest that we were talking about before we got on the mail conversation,
$30
a ticket.
$30.
Well, that's not
and
bad.
They are not sold out. So if you want to go.
That's not bad.
Get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're on.
No offense to the power and light block there, but I would rather watch the Super Bowl at my house with some friends.
Agreed.
Oh, that looks awful fun down there.
Really?
Now, their parties are a blast.
Those parties are fun.
I went there for New Year's a couple of years ago, and it was wild.
In my youth, I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, but what's a sober 53-year-old guy going to do down there?
I certainly wasn't sober.
Uh-uh.
It's going to be a little chilly down there.
Yeah, it's in the middle of winter.
Do you have a place to sit?
No, you stand.
I mean, they don't have any fake fireplaces to keep you warm.
If you're sitting at a Super Bowl watch party of that size, that you should not be at that Super Bowl watch party. And this is my annual reminder that when you go to that game or to the playoff game this last weekend, do not expect others around you to sit down because you're not up to standing. We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, I'm ready to jump up and down and cheer and run around, but I still want to have a place to sit.
A year we got yelled at for sitting down. I was like, you are at the AFC Championship game. If you want to sit, why don't you go over to John Knox Village?
Wow. Whoa! Now, wait a minute.
I was so mad at those. They were like, sit down! And I'm like, Am I in the twilight zone?
I thought you were saying people were being yelled at because they sat down.
No, the seaters were yelling at us for standing.
Well, now, you were in a specific area of the stadium where people don't stand.
I was in the first row of that overhang tier, whatever you call that.
Oh, I thought you were in the gold seats.
We were not in the lower bowl when we were getting yelled at.
There are times to stand, and then there are times to sit.
I didn't stand the whole time. But, like, you know, when a big play is happening, we'd say, oh, go.
Yeah, that's
sit
fine.
Down. And I'm like, am I missing something?
Is it that when we're at a watch party for a massive event like this, everybody wants to have a conversation? Can't we just be friends in silence and watch football? We're here to watch football.
Oh, I kind of like the conversation between fans.
No. I'm obviously at
this a party
game, but I'm talking like at a party, people are like, yeah, so my cat the other day, and I'm like, there's a Super Bowl on the screen.
No.
Yeah, gets my goat.
Hey.
I feel like we all got a lot of stuff out this segment. Thank you.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Some ageism.
Sorting mail.
Mature woman.
Sam, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Watching it.
At home?
I don't know yet.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know yet either. We got to get that figured out.
Daniel?
Clock is ticking, people.
Attending a party with friends.
Good.
All right, telephone number is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.